guests are gathered, new character for Cliff introduced, and gifts received by knockoff Zelda Koroks. Sweet. Time to punch a moose in the stupid face. Let's roll.
Well, I look up the charm definition, and that's the official name, is the Chewinga Charm of Bounty.
Hmm. That's in there? Weird.
Well, I mean, if it's a magic item they give you for the digital thing he uses.
Porn?
Yes, VR porn.
I mean, D&D Beyond doesn't have... If I bought the Icewind Dale, it would probably come in.
That's why I don't buy. That's why I don't fucking use this.
Yeah, but I just add it as a custom item, and then I just copy the description off the web.
I have lots of things in there.
Well, that's because you're stupid.
Okay, so
I use it all the time.
You know which way the moose goes.
Stupid.
All right, so we start heading in that direction.
The tracks lead to a large circular indentation in a snowy hillside. Rising from the middle of the circle is a triangular. Gnomon?
No.
J-N-O-M-O-N.
Okay.
Gnomon. G-N-O-M-O-N. Gnomon.
Gnomon.
Gnomon?
Gnomon.
Gnomon?
Gnomon.
I'll just say Gnomon.
Gnomon.
A triangular Gnomon, a beautifully carved crystal that stands 20 feet tall.
Oh.
A 10-foot high berm. Hugging the circle's eastern edge has evergreens growing around and atop it, sheltering what looks like a sarcophagus buried under the snow and enclosed by a half circle of pale blue crystal pillars. North of the berm is a delicately carved gazebo made of marble, and south of the berm is a row of outward facing white marble statues atop granite pillars.
Where the hell does this thing live?
This is a fancy fucking moose.
Yeah. You don't see the moose, but you see so many moose tracks just walking around it.
So it's obviously it's hanging out here.
Hanging out.
I mean, might as well check out the sarcophagus and the gazebo.
Yeah.
Maybe there's somewhere we can shelter down and look for the moose to come back and get a jump on it.
So,
not like literally jump on it.
As you're walking around...
Jump.
Moose are very tall.
As you're walking around looking at things, you see a bigger than normal moose.
Is it white?
It is white. Mm. And it has blood all over its...
Oh my god.
Horns. What do they call them? No, not horns. What are they?
Antlers.
Moose have antlers? Okay, yeah. So it's blood, and they're like sharpened. They're like freaky.
Mm.
And it goes... Oh, you guys, you picked the wrong spot to hang out.
I can speak moose now, Pai says.
No, it's speaking common.
Oh.
Yeah, I speak common. But
what you doing, bud?
I want to kill you.
Why?
Because you're here, and I like to kill things.
Oh.
Why do you like to kill things? Why can't you just be a normal moose?
It's fun. Everyone likes to kill moose.
We don't advocate. We're vegans.
Are you?
Yes.
I don't think anyone in 10 towns is a vegan.
Technically, Warforged are vegan.
You don't eat flesh?
Nope.
They don't have buttholes.
I've never met people like you. You're free to leave.
Oh. All right, bye, guys.
Bye, buddy.
I know this one eats meat.
I go, fuck! In the distance of the trees, you're fuck!
I know this one eats meat. I've seen you hunt.
You've watched him?
Uh-huh.
Guilty?
It's really hard to masturbate to as a moose. He's both hooves.
Yeah. Have you always been here? Like, you just started attacking the log people.
Well...
How do you speak common?
That's a neat story. So what happened was there was this druid that...
Druids, man.
God damn it.
He basically just gave me this did this spell, and all of a sudden I understood things and I could speak, and it's kind of horrifying to be self-aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah.
I mean, I ask myself questions like, why am I me? Mm-hmm. What am I doing here? Mm-hmm. What's the purpose? Mm-hmm. You know what? I didn't do that when I was just a regular old moose. Yeah. So I find killing things makes me forget about it.
We didn't do that when we were steel.
I mean, that makes sense.
No.
Thanks, Pies.
But I was told that I'm serving the later Oriel.
You're serving Oriel?
Yeah.
Did she tell you that?
She didn't tell me that. Druid told me that.
The druid, okay. Was he like a druid of Oriel?
I assume.
Was he all like cold looking? They look cold.
I mean, everyone here looks cold.
Is he surrounded in a landscape of snow? Mm-hmm. Why are your questions getting more ambiguous? Becoming less and less focused.
Was he around this area?
Was he alive?
Mm-hmm.
But it was fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where is he now?
Mm.
What's in the sarcophagus?
Yeah, I don't have opposable thumbs, so I'm not able to open it.
Do you mind if we open it real quick and we can all figure out what's in there?
No, don't please. No. Leave it alone.
What? You have no curiosity as to what's in there?
Don't care.
Really? Huh. It's here in your home. You have no desire to figure out what it
is. I like the way it looks.
Well, we're not going to destroy it. We're just going to open it.
Yeah, I don't want it opened.
Eldritch Blast.
All right. Well, where is it?
I want to know what's in that sarcophagus.
I mean, it was going that way.
We all want to. He wasn't going to let us leave.
He was not a friendly moose.
20, not natural.
13.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Okay. So.
If I could give a suggestion, let your Eldritch Blasts hit him this time.
We'll see. I only roll high with initiative and ability checks.
All right. So, what did you get?
13.
How far away is this guy?
About 30 feet.
Okay.
Right.
Normal.
What did
Normal.
You get?
13 and 11.
All right. So, you guys.
Mark can go first.
Okay. Who got a 13?
Smiter.
All right. There we go. All right. Rain is up first.
All right, so I'm going to cast Hex on him. It's a concentration spell.
Okay.
So I deal an extra 1d6 necrotic damage to the target when I hit it with an attack.
Is that a bonus?
So it's like action? Hunter's Mark. It's a bonus action.
Anyone can hit it with extra damage?
No.
Nah.
I also get to choose one ability that when I cast the spell that he'll have a disadvantage on ability checks and chosen on that chosen ability. So I'm going to choose let's do Dexterity or Constitution.
Okay.
Right. So Eldritch Blast. No, misses. Oh, there Jesus we go. Christ. Straight back to it.
Jesus Christ.
Straight back to it. All right, so all I did was hex him. Yeah, that.
Well, at least you did something.
Yes.
You know. All right, it's Moose's turn.
Okay. He's...
Is he large?
He is considered a large beast, yeah.
He was about to...
So he's pissed that you tried to shoot him. Mm-hmm. Because he's always getting shot at.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks up to you and...
Well, he's got to walk through everyone else.
He charges.
Oh? I'm in the back of the pack.
Three people?
Yeah, I'm in the back of the pack.
Okay, so he's going to hit probably an East Toe.
I like how he...
Well, what does charge mean?
Not anybody over here.
Yeah. So,
whoever is in front of him is getting charged.
Right.
That would be the Paladin.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's rude.
That is rude.
That's super rude. I wouldn't stand for it.
Well, at least he's closer now. Maybe I'll drop Eldritch Blast and just start hammering away with my sword.
So he misses you?
Aw, I miss him too.
Oh.
Oh, womp womp.
But you still need to make a DC 14 strength check.
Yeah, 17.
You're good. So he's now, like, right in front of you.
He holds up his shield. Dink! Whew! Thank God for this shield. Okay.
You're so strong.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I try.
Yeah, he can only do the charge once, and then he can't use his two attacks. So, all right, it is the guy. It's getting up his turn.
He's shitting in the closet.
Oh, it's my turn? My bad.
Yeah, it is.
He's shitting in the closet.
You can probably move around if you want.
That's my shit closet.
Get advantage on him.
Oh, advantage.
Oh, we love it.
advantage.
Oh, God, yeah, baby.
Please, please, for the love
of God. In my opinion, it's the best way to roll. 20.
Natural?
Natural. Oh, yeah, here we go, baby. Well,
this is happening.
15. Stabby damage.
15 stabby damage.
Nice. Is he vulnerable to stabbies?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I got... You bleed just like all of my kills.
Ooh, that's pretty badass.
Meaning his calves.
That is pretty badass. He's like, pretty badass.
Thank you. You're with that right now.
All right, so it's Mitre's turn. He has used up all his spell slots, so he just hit a thing. He just hits things now.
Seventeen is a hit.
Oh, come on, 3 points. Roll to one.
There you go.
So, there we go.
Alright.
Pius's turn.
My character's starting to think he might be the best in the group.
Oh my god, it's happening again!
Uh-oh.
Have you guys considered that you're so bad that you promote this type of thinking around you?
Pius is going to Toll the Dead.
Okay.
So it needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
He says I'm not dead.
Yeah, toll you.
Okay. You're toll.
Oh yeah, he makes it.
Ah, come on.
Sorry.
Damn, I should have chosen wisdom. I forgot about Toll the Dead. I chose Constitution as his.
Yeah, I don't have any con saves on this.
Okay, it is
my turn.
Pius's turn. Who just went? Now it's Rain's turn.
Oh, all right. So I'm gonna move up for advantage. And I'm also, as a bonus action, going to put a Hexblade's curse on him.
Didn't you do that already?
No, he's got a Hex Curse. Now he's got a Hexblade's Curse.
Oh, okay.
So I'm doubling up.
I figure they're not both concentration?
Nope. It's cursed for 1 minute until it dies or I'm incapacitated.
Okay.
And I get a +2 bonus to damage rolls, and I score a critical hit on a roll of 19 or 20.
Okay.
And I regain 5 HP if it dies.
Oh, okay.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Right.
And you get extra damage if you hit.
If I hit.
It's not looking good.
15.
15 hits.
Oh, sweet. Now I get to roll a bunch of dice.
I mean, it's fucking
so I get a +2. That's going to be a... One D8 plus... Oh, sweet. So that is 13 points of damage, slashing, and then 6 points of necrotic damage.
Nice.
Yeah, rolled as high as I possibly could.
You're making a comeback.
That's right.
Okay.
If I wanted my comeback, I'd ask your dad.
It's his turn, and he turns to you and snorts. He's pretty pissed off, and he is going to...
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh.
He's going to attack.
I use my reaction to make him roll at disadvantage.
Can you? How many times a day can you do that?
All the time.
No, I don't think that's true.
He gets a... Are you a battle master?
There's no way you can do that every single time. That is OP.
Did you pick battle master?
I allow it.
No, I'm not there yet. Oh. I'm only 2.
Please pick Battle Master.
Please pick Battle Master.
Creature you can see attacks a target other than you is within 5 feet of you. You can use your reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll. You must be wielding a shield.
But how many times can you do it a day?
There is no restriction.
It's got a, let me see.
Oh, no, that's defense. Or that's protection. Yeah, yeah. That's his
fighter. That's his fighter thing, yeah.
Style. Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's the whole thing.
Nice. Yeah, so you're good when we fight in a group then.
Yeah.
To hit me.
Like, that's pretty badass.
And Smiter eventually will, because of the Oath of Conquest, he can make things fight him.
Yeah. Look at that.
Oath of Vengeance says that, too.
Synergy here.
Right. Now of enmity, you get advantage on the attack rolls and get force him.
Oh, that's tough.
Four skills.
It's tough, but fair. Can I pick a different one? No.
Nope.
You chose wrong.
I'm sorry. That was
you'll be punished.
No, that's unfair for me as a DM.
I don't like it. All right, so he misses the first one. Oh, yeah, he hits the second, definitely.
Well, what's that?
19?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay. And...
I mean, those are 2 separate attacks.
I'm Hold on.
The first one would be disadvantage.
Shield of Faith. Well, actually, what's your AC? What I know.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Oh, never mind.
So he's going to put
take it away.
No. Shield of Faith. You already cast it.
I'll take it, though.
He's going to punch you in the face with his hooves.
Rude.
God, that was a fucking lame roll. 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
He's dead.
I'm down.
All
right?
Yeah. Okay. And it is
Marcius'
turn. Oh, what do I roll for concentration?
Oh, DC 10. I forgot you were concentrating.
So I just roll a d20. It's got to be over 10?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
Dude, please. Fucking hell, man. So the concentration's broken on the wall. Yeah. Hex is down, but Hexblade's curse is still up.
Oh, what's back to your Malachite does.
What? Yeah, I got to try something else.
And they hit him.
Okay.
Nice. 20. Unnatural.
20's a hit.
Nice.
What's happening?
11
full damage.
11 full damage.
Alright, Smiter's turn.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I'll just leave that roll.
I'm gonna action surge.
Okay.
Uh-huh, it's happening!
Oh, yeah, let's do it again. It's happening again.
Okay. Oh, jeez, it's happening again.
8.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Is it dead?
No.
Dead.
Do you add your constitution modifier to a,
I don't know.
It wouldn't have mattered, but I'm just curious. To a concentration check?
Constitution modifier to a concentration check?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Feels like...
You mean for a concentration spell check?
Correct. Or is it just rolling a d20 and if it's...
No. 10, so there's a, there's a whole thing to it with, how much damage you take. So if the damage you take...
is less than you make 10.
A constant it's a constitution saving throw.
It wouldn't have mattered. I would have gotten a 5.
It's constitution saving throw, but if the
damage it's DC 10 or 10. Half the damage taken, whatever's right. Higher.
So okay. If I hit you with 40 points of damage,
it's a DC 20.
You're not going to make it.
Right.
No, you could make it.
Well, I guess you could, yeah.
Yeah,
if I hit you with 100 points of damage,
yeah, you're not going to make it.
You're not going to make it.
Right.
I mean, so now
it's an automatic fail. All. Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. So he rolled damage. You got so the second time you got it.
Yep.
Okay. 18.
Hit.
6 points of damage.
Okay. And Smiter's turn.
Told the dead.
No. So sorry. Pius' turn.
Told the dead.
Told the dead. Fine. What's that? A DC? Constitution.
13.
Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom. Made it.
So it's Rayan's turn?
Rayan's turn.
At least I'm making him use up all his good rolls.
I'm going to cast Hex again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wisdom is the ability score that he's going to have.
Nice. Disadvantage on?
Disadvantage on.
All right.
And I have advantage. Oh, dude, so close.
Mm.
So that is a 23.
A hit.
For 11 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus 1 point of necrotic damage.
And he drops.
Yes.
Oh, well then. Glad I've wasted my second spell slot.
I cut its head off.
Oh.
Oh my god. I guess we do. I mean, maybe we have to tell.
It's a pretty big head.
What if we cut one of the antlers off?
Oh, the whole head.
Okay. So you're.
What are you going to do with it?
And bring it back to town. I'm going to be like, this bothered you. So.
So this sarcophagus is on a dais, right? You're up some. You climbed up some stairs and there's like some trees here. You're okay. Yeah, but it wasn't that bad.
They don't breathe.
He's trying to look normal.
I'm trying to look normal.
Just moving his chest in and out like...
Atop the eastern berm, a granite sarcophagus rests in a half circle defined by 5 crystal pillars. Clearing the snow off the lid reveals an engraving of a brazier. You also notice a carving near the top of each pillar from north to south. These images depict a twig, a pine cone, a flame, a feather, and a humanoid hand.
Can we make any sort of, like, arcana or...
Or history check?
Yeah.
To
understand what these history. Symbols are trying to do here?
You can... Yeah, you can try.
Arcana?
Arcana.
Wizard?
Oh, wizard.
Actually, I have a 0. It was my top arcana.
I'm minus 1. 0.
0 it is.
Wow.
15.
Okay.
Not bad.
You know that it has something to do with the brazier and those items. You're just not sure what to do.
Yeah, something. When what are? Huh, I guess I'll fucking write down what these items are.
This has something to do with a brazier.
It's something to do with a brazier.
So a brazier, and then what were the other items?
A twig.
Twig. Pine cone.
Pine cone.
Acorn. Mm-hmm.
Feather.
Feather.
Mm-hmm.
And a severed hand.
Severed hand. I don't remember that the first go. I feel like I would have leapt out.
Yeah, it wasn't severed.
Well, it looks like a severed hand.
I mean, do we have to...
That was one thing you noticed when you rolled the 50.
And there's a big brazier.
And there's a big brazier.
Do we have to burn all these things?
That's something will happen? Maybe the hand is somebody putting it into.
I mean, maybe there's a hand in the sarcophagus.
Well, I'm thinking this may open the sarcophagus if we...
Can we try to open? Can we
try to open? It doesn't budge.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is needed to open the sarcophagus. So let's gather the items that are on there, minus what could be or not be a severed hand.
So are there any severed hands around?
Yeah.
You don't see any severed hands.
Actually, the moose attacked the thing. There might be dead people back in the logging company, the logging area. Mm. Just saying.
What if
he had bloody antlers? He obviously is killed recently.
Brutal.
What if we cut off one of his hooves?
Yeah. You can try that. Yeah. I mean, it's easy enough.
Well, let's get the other stuff first.
It's easy enough to gather the other stuff.
Let's go get the other stuff first.
Ooh, where's pine cones? Let me roll for it. DC
feather,
one.
Feather might be difficult.
Yeah, no.
No, it's the forest.
Feathers all around.
Just all in abundance.
Just fucking like a
I've never seen so many feathers before.
Like so an ostrich exploded.
Do we have a twig? Do we have a brazier?
the brazier is on top of the sarcophagus.
Is there any, first off, before we start, is there anything else in this area as we look around?
There's a bunch of stuff. Yeah, you're just focusing on the sarcophagus.
Right? Yeah. But while we're looking around,
is there a hand?
So in the middle of everything, now that you're on the dais, you see rising from the center of the circular depression is a tall triangular crystal gnomon.
What's device. A gnomon again?
I don't know. It's a word. It's a word. a device one typically finds in the middle of a sundial.
How do you spell it?
Gnomon.
It's a college in Los Angeles, California.
I
want to take a course here.
The snow around the gnomon has melted away, revealing a circle of symbols carved into the stone around
it. It's the L-shaped movable sundial.
It's the thing that sticks up on a sundial?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I just assumed that was the sundial.
Yes. Right.
So like, that's the thing that makes it a sundial.
Apparently now we know that the thing in the sundial is called a gnomon. Which no one would have known that. I wish they would have said, hey, a gnomon, by the way.
Yeah, this is a word people don't use it because they don't use sundials often.
No one uses sundials.
I use it every day. I just didn't know what it was called.
No one knows what that thing's called.
Give me the gnomon. Why did I call it that?
The symbols depict phases of the moon, suggesting that the circular depression is not a sundial, but a moon dial.
I just wrote sundial down!
Oh, well.
Moon
Something
dial.
Has punched a rough hole in the wall in the northwest edge of the depression, creating a dark opening that leads under the hill. Oh. Underhill?
So we can go into the underhill?
Wait, so somebody punched a hole in the wall and we can see that it leads to the underhill?
Like, we're on top of a hill, so there's a little impression that we can go in. Mm-hmm. I don't think someone literally punched into the hill. That'd be horrifying.
You don't know.
Even a who punched this hole into the hill?
I don't know.
Fucking massive. Yeah, I'm out of here. Bye.
That thing hits hard.
So
use your protection thing.
Yeah, I have shield and protection. Shield back.
So yeah, so you can see there's a hole in the wall. You can see to you're gonna go through that.
Yeah, we're gonna check it out. Maybe there's a hand in here.
Wait, should we take a short rest first to regain some of our stuff? Because I'll get spell slots back.
Yeah, we know.
And there's probably anybody have to roll hit die?
I don't have any hit die.
My guys are fine.
I'll get my action.
We're just going to take a quick short rest. Or maybe I rest while these guys are looking for the feather and stuff.
Sure. That's fine.
Oh, you know what, dude? I have to roll a hit die. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to, while we're going through this hole, he's going to cast Divine Sense.
Okay.
Just to...
So you realize that the hole was probably created by the moose.
Holy shit, he punched a hole into it?
He punched a hole, punched a hole through a wall.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, that moose is on steroids.
The moose was fucking big. And you're...
Is this like a barrow?
It is a barrow. Exactly what it is.
Well, he read the book earlier, so he's
no. It's a hill. It's a mound with room in it.
I'm joking.
Take the moose head out.
I've read Lord of the Rings. Okay?
Did you do this?
So there's three white marble statues of elves in this barrow. Ooh. That's pretty much it.
What is it?
No divine sense going off.
I'm looking. No.
Okay. There's some elves and elf statues in here. and there's probably buried elves. Anything we can look in? Like, can we see them?
There's buried elves?
Yeah.
No, you don't see really any. The only thing you've seen so far is that sarcophagus.
Can we do a perception check inside this barrow? See if there's anything amiss? Yeah, you can. Who's got that?
I guess
the cleric.
Yeah, cleric. Cleric's got a plus three.
I have minus one.
He's the rogue of the group, apparently. 21.
Yeah, nothing.
There's no, like, we can't rob their graves or anything.
There's no grave. It's just it's statues.
Just it's just statues. Taking a quick and nothing look on at the statues.
Just statues of elves, yeah.
Are they doing anything, or are they just, like, standing? Just
statues standing.
Just not in any sort of, like, particular configuration, like pointing or...
Nope.
Can we take their hand?
No.
Really?
You can. I mean, you
I have a hammer.
You can take one of their hands, yeah.
I don't know.
It has a hand. It doesn't say it's a flesh hand. Yeah,
let's hold off on
probably that. Not going to burn well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there is a path straight. There's a path to the...
There's more stuff in there. I thought this was a singular room.
No. There's a path to the right. There's a path straight. And there's a path to the left.
Left it is.
Left. Always left.
Always left, baby.
Please don't use that against us.
This circular chamber has an intricately carved dome ceiling 20 feet high. A beam of light shines down from the top of the dome, illuminating a rectangular stone sarcophagus.
Oh, there's another one of these guys. Remember, I had divine sense going. It lasted a little while.
Are there any runes on this one?
No, this is once you enter here, it's just a circular room.
All right.
And the only way back is the back way you came.
You want to do another perception check and see if there's anything going on?
Seven?
Okay. No.
Okay. I think we're good.
All right. Do we want to try to open this sarcophagus?
Sure. All
right.
Okay. It's pretty heavy, so I'm going to need you guys to... You can probably... I think the...
Probably the paladin and the fighter should have.
Oh, I don't know if the warforged are stronger. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good call.
Smiter has a... I mean, it doesn't quite work like that, right? Spider has a 2 on strength, so...
A 21?
A 2. Yep. Like its modifier is 2.
Plus 2, okay. So I'm going to say, yeah, if you all work together, you can open it up. And inside, you see a corpse of an elf in tattered robes.
Take the hand.
The sarcophagus also contains an unstrung bow, 6 silvered arrowheads, and a wooden cup with a winged fish etched on to the side.
Well, who can use the silver now? Who's?
I mean, I could use them.
You can take the bow. I mean, you got to get it strong, which I assume we have to go and get that strong somewhere.
You would have to get it strong, yeah.
And there's 6 silvered arrows.
6 silvered arrows.
Mm-hmm. And what's the last thing?
A wooden cup with a fish.
A
winged fish etched onto the side.
Just like a short bow, I guess.
It is a unstrung bow, so I'm going to say it's a short bow.
Can I try to perceive the cup for how fancy it is?
Just a cup.
Fine.
Apparently she must have liked the cup.
Yeah. Maybe we just leave the cup. Take her hand.
Yes, take her hand.
I mean, you can do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
So you snap the hand off.
Sorry.
And
we bless her. He's really curious what's in that other.
So what are you doing? Like I said, you can go back to where you can go back the way you came, and then there's a path leading
right
or straight.
Yeah, let's go straight.
Yeah.
Okay. There is an underground passage that narrows before the ending at the wall, which is mounted an oval mirror 7 feet tall and half as wide, encircled by decorative stone frame.
Is there any etchings in the stone frame?
No.
Is the mirror, like, foggy, or is it, like, day one of creation where we can see ourselves
clearly? No, it's very, very mirror-like. It's like, I mean, but it's, you don't see anything.
Is it accurately reproducing our image? Like, if I go like this, it's showing me doing this in the mirror?
Yes.
Okay.
And the mirror's like...
Mirror looked at you.
Mirror looked like...
Mirror's like, I'm doing my job here.
Mirror's puzzled, anyway. Just like...
Ew. Doing my job, man. Reflecting.
It's talking. Eldritch Blast.
Oh, no.
Anything else in this?
I guess we'll per... Can Pius go up and, like, touch it? It's not like divine sensing anything,
right? Do an arcana check.
Okay.
Because I know everyone here is good, great at arcana.
Yeah, yeah, real good.
Yeah, we have the
10.
Guy. 10? Actually, that's good enough. You realize that there is, if it looks like there's things that capture moonlight on the mirror. But right now, the moon is not shining on it.
Oh, it's like a moonlight thing. Maybe we need to put it up by the moon dial.
You can't move it.
No. It's probably, we just have to wait until nightfall.
Oh, is there light coming down, like the other one?
No, there's no light coming down on this one.
Oh, okay.
So somehow it's receptacles for moonlight, but there's no way for moonlight to reach it?
No, moonlight can reach it. It's just right now moonlight is not reaching
it. Right. Okay, right. So we got to wait at night and come back down and see what's
let's
up.
Check the other.
Yep, other way.
Okay. This circular chamber has an intricately carved dome ceiling 20 feet high. A beam of light shines down from the top of the dome, illuminating a rectangular stone sarcophagus. Someone has turned this tomb into living quarters, as evidenced by a rack of drying herbs and an unfurled bedroll behind the sarcophagus.
Druid.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Probably a druid.
God, fucking hate druids.
Okay.
Does it look like somebody's been here recently?
Yeah, very recently.
Do we, I guess, can we open the sarcophagus?
Yeah, as you get near the sarcophagus, a druid pops out.
Ah, we should have figured this one.
And says, what are you doing here?
Are you that druid that made the moose too smart? Yeah.
Maybe. Why?
Why would you do that? That's not cool, man.
I serve Arl.
Are you still dragging the head around?
Yeah.
This moose, yeah. Apologize. We see the moose. It's huge. That
you
head
killed
is huge.
The moose?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's been killing humans. Not that I really care about that.
Roll for initiative.
Come on. We wanted to talk to him for a bit.
We wanted to have a conversation?
We didn't even ask your name. Is it John?
Yeah, it's a girl.
Is oh,
June.
Cool.
Is she hot?
Is the warforged?
Well, is she?
Huh?
Is she a sexy lady part?
She's,
Pisces, I've recently learned what the word fuck means.
Oh, my God. She's pretty, gross.
Aw. I mean, you know.
It's a drone.
Yeah. You take what you can get. It's been a while.
I am robot. I don't care.
I've never had sex, so.
Oh, this is...
Aren't you a eunuch?
And next to her is a shrub that's talking to her, too.
Yeah, fuck him up, dude. Fuck him up. Just fuck the... Kill this fucker.
I'm gonna kill the shit out of that shrub.
I wonder... I gotta look up his
fireball.
Stats. One second.
Probably like AC of 10 and hit points.
I wish I got my spell slots back.
I did.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a little weird-looking shrub that can talk.
So we don't have to worry about him on the board.
No. I would just... say he's like a cheerleader. So
he's wearing the little skirt.
Roll for initiative.
18 Smiter.
18 Ryan.
Oh.
Roll up.
Well, why don't you just let Smiter go first?
Okay.
Oh, actually, I'll let you go. I'll let you go first because you're gonna probably cast things.
Eldritch Blast and Hex
Hammer. Yeah, you go first then.
Alright, Ryan's first right now.
Okay.
Hex and Poppy.
12 for Pius.
Okay.
10.
Oh, sad.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, let's try to kill it before it gets its turn, huh?
No, its turn is in the middle.
Oh.
Last one's Marky Mark.
Fuck.
For Marky Mark, can you put MM?
No.
Huh.
I refuse.
You know what they should do? Rather than just white, they should have a colored one. So your player characters are green, monsters are red.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
Ryan, you're up.
Okay. Hex. And Wisdom.
Wisdom saving throw?
Saving throw.
24.
No. Wisdom is a saving throw it has disadvantage on.
And they just get hexed. There's nothing I can do about
it. Right,
correct. It just gets cursed.
Okay.
18 with Eldritch Blast.
Hit.
For 6 points of force damage and 5 points of necrotic damage.
She did not like that.
Nice. I'm making up for the moose fiasco. Was it the moose?
It was really the other fiasco. One.
It was the first thing.
Yeah.
That was.
The ghost.
The ghost, yeah.
Okay.
Spectre.
All right, Smiter moves up. 15.
Hit.
9 points of slashing damage.
Okay. And it is her turn.
Smiter is engaged with her.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
I like your musk.
It looks like some dirty hippie chick. Like filthy hippie chick.
She's got hairy armpits.
Oh. She does, kind of. Like, she looks more like a filthy goth chick. So
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
She
sketch her for me.
She's going to attack Smiter because he's right in front of her.
I regret nothing.
Does a 14 hit?
No.
Okay. That does not hit either. Fuck. All right.
Yes. It's going well. Toll the dead. Disadvantage.
Yep.
This hex is going to be cool.
Missed.
Yes. It's happening. 11 points.
Of necrotic. This is going the way she thought it was going to go. How you feeling, bitch?
Hey.
Sorry.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Before we kill you, what's your name?
As she's writhing in pain from the necrotic damage.
Toll the dead. Delorious spells. Delorious spells.
She says, she tells her name.
Does
she? She says, I am the great druid Ravazin.
Hmm.
Great. Okay. Well, never heard. Now we know what to etch onto your tombstone.
She's like, he's like, yeah, you fuckers are dead.
I kind of want to target the
plan. I mean, we're gonna talk to the plan afterward. Don't worry. All right, go ahead. Mark.
No, the monster just went now.
Pius
just
went.
No, Pius just did toll the dead.
The donk.
Stop taking so much weed.
Shut up.
Huh.
18.
Hit.
Nice. Five.
Threw it right into his head. Eight. Right into his asshole.
8 points of damage?
Yeah, right in there.
Okay.
Action search.
Okay.
Oh my god, you just use it all the fucking time.
You can't use it all the time.
Hit.
You only get a certain amount of those, you know that, right?
It comes Six. Back on a short rest.
Okay.
It does. Well, you always have one if you never check it off.
Wait, how are you at? How is that a six?
Plus five.
Why do you have, you don't have a plus five?
You sure? Definitely do not have a plus five.
Oh, shit. It's probably a plus three.
Yeah, plus
What's
plus
your strength three. Modifier?
Oh, shit.
It's probably plus three. It's
well, the moose never died then.
Moose is back.
It grows its body from its head.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
This is the worst thing that could have happened.
You're fucked.
Ah, it's plus three. Fuck. So it just taking another one off.
No, you said six, so it's four.
Stop
saying numbers. I guess I'm like, wait a second. I have a plus two.
Okay. And now it is Rain's turn.
All right. 12.
That is a miss.
Oh, dang it.
All right.
Smitey.
Yep.
17.
That is a hit.
Oh man, three.
Okay. So, who's she engaged with?
It could be either Smiter or Mark.
She's gonna go after Mark.
Oh.
You did the most
disadvantage.
Damage. Nope.
Yeah, disadvantage. I do my reaction. Yeah,
that's only for other things.
That's only for
other
people. Only for others. You can intercede on their own.
Yes.
God damn it.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Does a 22 hit?
Yeah.
Okay. Does a 22 hit.
That one does.
Okay.
Well, weird. All right.
Hits off the other 22.
You take 1 point. No, sorry. You take 2 points of slashing damage and 5 points of cold damage on the first hit.
And cast that charm on him. No, I don't waste it on that.
Throw food at him.
Great food.
Yeah.
She's buried in food.
You take an additional 4 points and 5 points, additional 5 points of cold damage.
Oh, did not like that. Did not like it. I'm down to 7.
Toll the dead. Toll the dead, bitch.
Wow.
Toll the dead, bitch. Do it.
Okay.
Disadvantage.
disadvantage. But I'm just gonna write the fucking thing down.
He was gonna write down "Toll the Dead."
This seems important. Let me write it down.
Natural one, but that doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man, 2 points of necrotic damage. Mm. I know. Fucking D12.
Okay.
Smarky Mark. How much fucking hit points this druid got? Jesus Christ. Jesus Hardy bitch.
Christ.
Bitch. Fuck.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Is a 13 hit?
It might.
Yes.
Just
yes.
Right. That's a AC then. Bitch.
Oh my
god. 7.
What did she do to you guys?
Stupid bitch. Spit out her.
Free action. Spit out.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action to roll a 1d10.
Okay,
what's that?
Second wind.
Oh, okay. Get some health point back. Okay.
So that was 7 points of damage?
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Good 4.
All right, Smiter.
Wait, you skipped Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'll leave my roll.
Only if it's good. Otherwise, re-roll.
How many is it?
At command.
No.
Eldritch Blast.
Always leave my roll if I do it in by.
15.
Yes.
Oh, nice. For 13 points of force damage.
Oh, wow. Shit.
And 4
dead.
Points of necrotic. No, I still hit her with the necrotic.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's
actually,
dead.
I transfer the necrotic
but
to the plant.
With her dying breath, she cast Ice Storm.
She has
what?
Ice Storm?
Ice Storm.
Oh my god.
But I killed her with that and then hit her with necrotic.
She can't do that.
She's casting Ice Storm with her dying breath.
Alright, fine, whatever.
So everyone needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
That's not good.
Alright.
Not good for me at all.
17.
Okay.
Alright, let's see. Pius. 18.
Okay.
Smiter.
Made it.
11.
Missed it.
17.
You made it. Okay, so everyone but Pius made it.
No. Everyone but Smiter.
Everyone but Smiter made it. So that is... You get 2d8 bludgeoning and 4d6 cold.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Shit.
I'm not gonna like this. It's gonna...
11 bludgeoning.
Mm-hmm.
And...
So 5 for us.
All right, so and 10 points of cold damage.
All right, so we all take 10 more points of damage. The rest of us take 10 points.
No, you guys all take 10 points because that's half.
Yeah. And,
oh, god damn it.
And Smiter's down to 1 point. He's like, oh, wow.
And the awakened Bush is like, no, why? Oh, god.
Oh, you, bud.
God, no, why? God, no, why?
Smiter goes, you better start talking good things we want to hear now. Fuck, I'm so cold.
Good job, buddy.
Is he okay?
He's cold.
That hurt. Hey, does he have to make dexterity saving throw?
You're a real bitch of an owner. Really, did some mean things in our way.
Hey, yeah. She was great. I loved her so much.
What are you?
I cut off a leaf.
What do I look like?
A bush.
There you go.
Why did she awaken you too?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Yep. That's well over.
Do you like killing things?
No.
You're not like this moose? He points to the giant head on his back.
You know, I'm just hanging out with her.
Were you gonna, can you move? Or are you stuck to the ground like a regular bush?
No, I can move. Look, watch.
You want to come with us?
No. You killed my...
I pull out my tinderbox and just start striking.
How dare
right
you?
Right on to it, yeah.
It's fine. I'm young.
What was she trying to do? Did she like use this moon dial? Did you do this moon dial thing with her?
So,
I mean, you don't seem to be much of a threat.
He
to
goes.
People.
The bush goes. So just so you know, if you kill me, you're not gonna get my tasty berries.
What?
You guys told me to stop talking like this.
Do you guys want to try my tasty berries?
What is your bear? Do they do something?
I guess you have to try. And
Pius tries a berry.
He can't taste though.
He can still eat. He can eat if he want. I don't think they like don't eat. They just don't digest.
Yeah, it's tasty berry.
Does he feel any better?
Does it do anything?
Nope.
think it's just a berry. Just
taste berry. Is this bush in like a pot?
No, it walks around.
Yeah.
On its roots.
Why'd she awaken the moose guy?
Uh-huh.
Which we kind of get.
Oh, she awakened a lot of stuff around here.
Oh, God damn it.
Like what? Squirrels?
No.
Oh. Is there anything in the sarcophagus?
I don't know why you open up
and find out. No, I'm asking the DM. I don't give a fuck about that. I kick the bush out of the way as I make my way to the sarcophagus.
Not nice.
Fuck off.
So in the sarcophagus, there is an herbalism. Oh, well, first, on top of the sarcophagus, there's an herbalism kit.
All right, I guess we'll just...
I already have one. I'll just add it.
I'll just put it on.
I got it.
You have one.
I know, and I'll take
now he has two.
Why would you have two?
I don't know.
Because now
it's a tool. It's like a toolkit. You don't need multiple of them.
Take off my dead body, bitch. I already took it.
Fine, whatever. It doesn't matter.
So inside, you open it, and a horrible waft of decay hits you. And
yeah.
You realize that this was not the intended person that was going into the sarcophagus. It looks a lot like the druid that you just killed.
It looks like the druid?
That you just killed.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, didn't she emerge from the sarcophagus?
No. She emerged from behind the sarcophagus.
Oh,
all
right.
So is she still there? We killed her, and it's like the same one in there?
The druid?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still there, too. So
it's like a duplicate?
Yeah, either a duplicate or
a twin. Well, I just mean it's like a twin or a duplicate or something, That's weird. Oh, you know what? We probably don't need the skeleton hand. Let's take her hand.
Yeah, we're going to take the druid's hand.
Okay. Someone do a medicine check.
That's not me.
Pius has a +5.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I can't beat that.
I'm the life cleric, right? I figured medicine check.
No, I gave my medicine because he's a soldier.
13.
Okay, so you realize that tucked under the corpse is a potion of resistance and a potion of vitality. And it's a potion of radiant resistance.
Okay.
That potion of vitality is no joke. It's very expensive.
What's the potion of vitality do? I'll let you do max hit points on rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I'll just we'll just let him hold it for now, I guess. Got a couple cool potions in here.
And what was the resistance one?
Potion of radiant resistance.
Oh.
Hopefully now we're fighting things that have radiant damage a lot.
I thought you guys were that was going to be a much harder fight.
Nah. Not when the warlock actually hits.
So I guess you have all of the things that for the brazier.
Yeah, we have the hand.
Pius goes puts the hand of the elf back with her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tries to force him on.
Yeah, how does fucking bones work?
Why don't you just snap? Should snap on.
Just snap off. Snap on.
Yeah, snap off. Snap on.
Whack off.
But, okay. How about Pi says, why don't we wait till nighttime?
Well, the sarcophagus is different from the brazier
now.
The brazier.
Oh, okay. So they're not connected necessarily.
I don't think so.
No, they're not connected.
Yeah. So we.
Well, what time is it now, anyway?
It is 4 p.m.
Mm.
Yeah. So let's light the brazier and let's see what happened there, and then we can stick around for the.
Hold on. First off.
I feel like I have 1 HP left.
That's my point. We're kind of running pretty low. We don't know what this brazier does.
Maybe we go somewhere for the night and come back tomorrow.
We can go back in one of the...
We can just stay in this room.
In the barrel.
We can cover the sarcophagus up. It's kind of weird that they're duplicates. You know what? Why don't we just put the duplicate into the sarcophagus?
The handless duplicate we'll put into the...
We'll just put them both in the sarcophagus. Yeah. And then we'll shove the bush in there, too. We'll close it up.
The push?
Yeah.
I'm not dead.
No, we put our
radio.
Well,
you're
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Brain doesn't care.
It's not going to do good things. It was trying to get her to kill us.
Horrifying.
Yeah. It's a bad bush.
Yeah. But I don't want to kill it.
Yeah, it's just fine. I'm just thinking it's going to... it can't die. And it's going to be in there.
It'll be funny next time someone opens this.
It can't lift the lid. It's been thousands of years before someone opened these things before.
Yeah.
So...
It's like that episode of Black Mirror, right? The White Christmas one?
Yep. Also horrifying.
He's crazy. I'll just put that there. But what are we going to do? Kill it? That seems wrong.
Okay. That seemed nicer. anyway.
These things want to die. No, okay, let them.
No, I'm not doing that.
We want to die. No.
Not on my conscience.
We're having a great time.
Death. But we can hang out in the, you know.
Are you doing the brazier?
Well, we have to recover hit points. Miter's at one.
Okay, well
then. And
you guys
are we doing a long rest then?
Yes.
Well,
I think we can.
A short rest isn't going to give me.
You can do an 8-hour rest.
And wake up and get like early. Well, probably around like 2 o'clock.
Your best bet is probably to stay in this room because there's, you know, it's shelter and
yeah.
You can.
She was hanging out in here.
She was hanging out in here to light a fire and stuff.
All right.
And then we'll probably get up around like 3 or so and
yep.
at night and
yep.
check the mirror out.
Still pretty dark now. Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
All right.
All right. So
you don't get a good rest though. You get a you have to still have to roll your hit die.
Okay. Fine.